Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Vav Masechta Zayin. We're starting Tesvav Vav Beis, the second to last line with the words Hoysel Rishayna. And today's daf is sponsored by Nishmas Marshmim Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Here we discuss in cases of two sisters who fell to two brothers and their din regarding Yibum Chalitza and what impact this has on their tzaras. Now remember, the main issue is Zikas Yibum. Now we're currently in Shitas of Shimon that L'chatchila Yibum is not allowed to be done. If it is, though, we allow them to remain remarried. The key is, though, that both have to do Yibum. If only Reuven did, then it's us for him to continue living with her, because if Shimon dies, then it will turn out that Reuven was with Achai Zegukasai. Now let's just get the names clear. So for simplicity's sake, we're going to use Reuven and Shimon as the brothers doing Yibum or Chalitza, and that's because the deceased brothers right now are not relevant, and the sisters are Rachel and Leah. Now anytime we say Reuven to Rachel or Shimon to Leah, it doesn't have to be like that. Really, in a lot of cases, it could be the reverse. It could be Reuven to Leah or Shimon to Rachel. It's just less confusing when we keep the names the same. So now bearing that in mind, the Gemara quotes Brice, who tells us, let's say the first one, Rachel, she had a tzara. So Chalitza, if Reuven did Chalitza to Rachel, to the woman herself, Niftra Tzarasa, the tzara is automatically Pater. That's because we learned earlier on the Amud, and we mentioned this introduction as well, since Yibum would work if both brothers were Miyabim, and that obviously would Pater the tzara, so the Chalitza too is considered 100% Chalitza, and that Pater's a tzara. However, the Brice continues, Uba Aleha, let's say Reuven was Bail Rachel, so Tessayin Ralph on top, B.S. Isser he, that's a B.S. Isser, because it's just one brother doing Yibum, the line of their tzarasa and the tzara is not Pater, since it's not a full-fledged Yibum, that doesn't Pater the tzara. Now this is mashma that the Yibum of just one brother alone will never Pater the tzara. But now the Gemara suggests a case that really that could be, that we could have just one brother doing Yibum, and that would Pater the tzara, and that would be as follows, Chalitza Uba Aleha. Let's say he did Chalitza and Bia, which means Reuven did both to Rachel. So one of Shach, either which way in this case, the tzara would be Pater. In Chalitza, he Tater, in Bia, he Tater. If you want to say the Chalitza is valid, so Pater the tzara, and if you want to say the Yibum is valid, because Shimon ends up doing Yibum to the other sister, to Leia, so the tzara is going to be Pater through that. So either which way she's Pater, why do we mention that case? Or Rav he tells us, Kiyamte Kada, I establish his Brisa as referring to the following. What's the case? He does Yibum to Zivama, but then it turns out later that she's pregnant. Now really, it's also for him to Miyabim her too early. She needs a full 3 months after her husband dies before Yibum can happen, and that's because if it turns out that she's pregnant and she carries the baby full term, so it turns out that her deceased husband died with children, not without children, and then there'd be no din of Yibum. However, the Avim in this case, he was kindness her too early, he did Yibum, and then it turned out she was pregnant. And then over there is that the tsar, the co-wife, is not mutter to get married to somebody else until she knows for sure why she's permitted. And that's what Rebun's explaining, come on, Tamar, come on, just like they say over there. So Russell, Loitin Asay, that the tsar is not allowed to get married, Achetayd Mamahini Teres. She has to know why she's mutter in Ba'ober and Mabia. Either because the Yavama was pregnant and the baby was carried full term and it lived, or maybe the baby wasn't carried full term, but anyway, there was Yibum beforehand. But still, she has to know why. Avachasot over here. So Russell, Loitin Asay, the tsar is not allowed to get married, Achetayd Mamahini Teres. She has to know why she's being permitted. In Bechalitza and Mabia, either because of the Chalitza or the Bia, and that remains to be determined, is the second brother going to end up doing Bia? So then she's potter because of that. If not, it's going to be because of the Chalitza. Now to another Braisa with more cases. Again, we have our two brothers married to two sisters. The two brothers died, and they're falling to the remaining two brothers, which again, in our example, it's Rachel and Leah falling to Reuven and Shimon. And here we have another discussion. Let's say Leah had a tzara. Kain said tzara. Reuven is l'chatchila allowed to marry Leah's tzara, and he's allowed to stay with his wife, Rachel. And he's also in the second one, which is obvious, which means he's usher to marry Leah. Turns out that Reuven has two wives, and wife one is the sister of the tzara of wife two. Now, another way of saying this would be that it's okay to marry Achais tzaras yevimtai. Leah is his yevama. He married her tzara, but he had also married her sister Rachel. Says the Gemara, taking this a step further, Hadahi mutter hu adam achais tzaras chalutzasai. Turns out that we'd be able to say from here that a person would be allowed to marry the sister of the tzara of his chalutza. Namely, if he did chalitza to a woman, he would be allowed to marry her tzara's sister. That's because he just did that over here, just without the chalitza. Now, the issue with this is that there's a Mishnah Mufurashis in the next parak. The one's not only not allowed to marry the relative's chalutza, but also not their tzaras. And that being said, we ask a question on this case. We aser b'tzara, Reuven should really be aser to marry the tzara of Leah, mishum tzaras achas chalutzasai, because the same din of tzaras achas chalutzasai, the same way we just said that the Mishnah in the next parak tells us that tzaras achas chalutzasai is aser, here too, he shouldn't be allowed to marry the tzara, because tzaras achas yevimtai, if you will. So Reuven answers that no, this case is different. Since there wasn't actually chalitza, it's permitted for Reuven to marry her. Why is that? Because ilu bikesh level satzara at shaloi kanas. If Reuven wanted to marry Leah's tzara before he married Rachel, shem einu mutterba, what would he not be allowed to marry her? Of course he'd be allowed to marry her. So ketchilu hu mutterba ubesayf hu aser. You want to say the chatchila, he's allowed to marry her, but now at the end, meaning since he married Rachel first, now all of a sudden he's not allowed to marry Leah's tzara. Imam Rav Kain, if you're going to say that, then say so aisa tzara la'achar misa. Turns out that you're turning somebody into a tzara after misa, v'ein tzara la'achar misa. We know there's a din that there's no tzaras after misa. A person can only be considered a tzara regarding Yibum or tzaras erva if when the husband died, that person was married. But a person didn't have the tzara at the time of death, so they can't get that din of tzara later on. And therefore, over here, since there wasn't a chalitza, rather there was a yibum, Reuven was miyabim Rachel, he has no problem marrying Leah's tzara. And now continuing on with more variations of the same idea of two sisters, two brothers, but here we see a little bit different. There's five brothers, shlosh men nusin l'shlosh achayos. We have three of them married to three sisters, umesin they died. So we have three sisters falling to two brothers. Once again, those two brothers are going to be Reuven and Shimon, and then we have our three sisters. So Avram, he tells us, zechotz l'achas v'zechotz l'achas. Reuven does chalitza to Rachel, Shimon does chalitza to Leah. Ashlishis, what about the third sister? Chalitzas mishnehen, that's proper girsa, it's a switch with the next opinion. She has to get chalitza from both of the brothers. Now Shmuel, Amr Shmuel says, zechotz l'achas v'zechotz l'achas, meaning he agrees to Rav that each of the brothers is going to do chalitza to one of the sisters. Ashlishis, chalitzas me'ez men she'irza, she can get chalitza from whichever one she wants. She doesn't have to get chalitza from both of the brothers. Now we clarify, why is this? So Rav Omer, Rav says, chalitza kenyan. Chalitza is considered a kenyan. In other words, when a person does chalitza, it's like two things are happening simultaneously. It's as if he's marrying her, that's the kenyan, he's acquiring her, and at the same time, he's divorcing her. The Mimelo's third sister has to get chalitza from both of them. Why is that? Well, because since chalitza is a kenyan, so in essence, considered like Reuven married and divorced Rachel, Shimon married and divorced Leah, now the third sister is considered achaz gerushasai, and she's also to the brothers midai raisa. The problem is, this chalitza is not 100%, because as we already know, we mentioned in the beginning of today, and we learned yesterday as well, that anytime yibum can't happen, so the chalitza is not 100%. Mainly, the third sister needs chalitza from both brothers. Now, Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, chalitza patur. Chalitza is just a patur. It's just releasing her. And therefore, this third sister is only usher to the two brothers, midderabbanon. Therefore, she only needs chalitza from one of them. She doesn't need from both. Now, the key here to remember for the rest of the Gemara is that according to Rav, chalitza is a kenyan, and that makes all the relatives of chalitza usher to him de'ayraisa, because it's like they were actually married. Whereas according to Shmuel, chalitza is only a petur, so the isra of her relatives is only derabanan. And we see this as well, Rav's Eira Amar chalitza is a kenyan, just like Rav, and Rav Hila Amar, he says chalitza is a petur, just like Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Milayin derabanan Amrin chalitza petur. The following member of derabanan tells us that chalitza is a petur, like Shmuel. What's the member? Shem barva, bal kumir b'yechanan, shem barva, asim for b'yechanan, ma bein chalitz, ma bein megarish. What's the difference between the chalitz and the megarish? What's this referring to? So Mishnah mentions two cases. One, that let's say in a random situation, Reuven was chalitz Rachel, and then her sister Leah falls to him b'yibum, so she needs chalitza, whereas if Reuven was married to Rachel and divorced her, then Leah fell to him, she needs nothing. So that's the question over here that's being asked for Rabbi Yochanan. What's the difference between chalitz and megarish? When the sister of his chalitza falls to him, she needs chalitza. But when the sister of his gerusha falls to him, she doesn't need anything. So Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, Atzavar chalitza kenyan. You're thinking the chalitza is a kenyan, and therefore you're asking me, why is it in the case when a chalitza falls to him, she needs chalitza? She shouldn't need anything. It should be considered 100% erva. But it's not correct, says Rabbi Yochanan. Ain't ela patur. Chalitza is really just a patur. And therefore, when a chalitza falls to him, there is somewhat of a zika between him and her. Because when he did chalitza to her sister, it was just a patur. It just set her free, and it didn't make her 100% erva. That's why, when the sister of the chalitza falls to him, she herself requires chalitza as well. Now, Rabbi Yochanan preempts a question on himself. Because that being the case, the chalitza is only patur. So Reuven was never considered married to Rachel. Then why are his brothers chayiv kares if they live with the chalitza? If Reuven does chalitza to Rachel, and then Shimon Levi or Yehuda ends up living with Rachel, they're chayiv kares. Why is that? It's just a patur. It's not like Reuven was ever married to her. And as Rabbi Yochanan comes to answer, the brothers aren't chayiv kares because they lived with the wife of the chayletz. They're chayiv because they lived with the wife of the mace, of the deceased brother. When the brother passed away, so even though she falls equally to all of them to Yibam, since the first brother was the one that did chalitza, that means that she gets reapplied with the iser of Eshes Ach in regards to all the other brothers, and that's why they're chayiv kares for being with her. At that time, based on top, going back to this case of three sisters falling to two brothers, Levi Omar, he's a third opinion. He says, Zika Kinyan, the Zika itself is a Kinyan, meaning the fact that three sisters are falling to Yibum, that's 100% Kinyan, and therefore, V'chol Achas V'Achas, Sri Chalitza M'Shneihen, each one of the sisters has to receive Chalitza from both brothers. At least Rav and Shmuel agree that the first two sisters only require Chalitza from one of the brothers, and it's the third sister they argue about. But here, Levi holds that every sister needs Chalitza from both brothers. Now we're going to ask one question on Shmuel and five questions on Rav. So this is the Gemara Masisa Plig al Shmuel. A Mishnah in the next parak argues on Shmuel. What does the Mishnah tell us? Hachotz levimtoi, who also b'krayvasev, he also b'krayvav. If a person has chalitza to his yivama, he's not allowed to marry her relatives and she's not allowed to marry his relatives. But why would that be? If Shmuel's correct, the chalitza is just a ptur, so he's not considered an erva to his yivama, even though he did chalitza to her, therefore he should be allowed to marry her relatives. Says the Gemara, no. Shmuel could be correct, but Shani Yahacha's case is different. Shekvar near Lipturba, because he was already fitting to be pater with her, which means when she fell to him before chalitza, he could have done yibum, and then for sure all of her relatives would have been usher tim d'iraisa, and even beforehand, before he did anything, he was not allowed to marry any of her relatives, so that issa remains even after chalitza. So it's not a question on Shmuel. Now moving on to questions on Rav. Question number one. on Masisa Pligal Rav. In the next paragraph of Mishnah, it's a question on Rav. It was a case, Hachotzi Vimtai, a person did Chalitza to Yisivama, so Reuven did Chalitza to Rachel, Vinasa Achav Zachaisa, and his brother Shimon married her sister Leah. Umes, and then Shimon died, so Leah is falling to Reuven. Chalitza Lam Sevemes, he does Chalitza and not Yibam. That's because it turns out that Leah is a Chais Chalutzasai. Now, Adam Say Lamanda Omar Chalitza Ptur. This is a riot for Shmuel who says Chalitza is a Ptur. That's why he has to do Chalitza to Leah in the first place, even though she's a Chais Chalutzasai. Baram Kamanda Omar Chalitza Kenyan, but according to Rav, the Chalitza is a Kenyan. Well, why would Chalitza need to be done? Really, the question is, why is Chalitza allowed to be done? V'yesh Adam Eschav looking at Shnei Achais Ka'achas. Could a person have Kavanim? Meaning, is a person able to acquire two sisters at once? And this question is basically going to be copy and pasted throughout the continuation of Gemara. What does it mean? So obviously, one's not allowed to marry two sisters. But if you're telling me the Chalitza is like marrying her, then when Reuven was Chalitz Rachel, it's like he married her. And now the Mishnah is telling him that he has to be Chalitz Leah. So it's as if he's marrying her also. And that means like he's marrying two sisters. He married Rachel, and now it's like he's marrying Leah. So Gemara, Pasul Lavan, can explain as follows. La'achar Misa, that's talking about after she died, meaning Rachel died. So now the Isser falls off and he's able to do Chalitza. Ask the Gemara, in La'achar Misa, we're talking about that she had already died, Yibam. So let him be Miyabim her. If the first sister, Rachel, is not here, so we know that if a person is married to one sister and then she passes away, he's allowed to marry the other sisters. So why are we telling him that he has to do Chalitza to her? Let him do Yibam. The answer is Pasul like Rabbi Lazar. We have to explain this like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Alpha Bishabat al Gairim, Ha Isser Mukaimai. Even though the Gairim, the cause of the Isser, is not here anymore, that's because she passed away, the Isser is still there, and that's why we require Chalitza. So no question on Rav. There's another question though, and it's basically the same one, just brought from a different source. Masisa Pligal Rav. Another Mishnah, which is in this parak, argues on Rav. So Shachem, we have three brothers. Shneim and Shnei Shtei Achayos. Two of them are married to two sisters. If Echon Mufne, one of them is Mufne, which means he's open, he's free, he's not married. Mase Echon Baal Achayos. One of the ones married to sisters dies. V'asa b'ham Mufne Mimer, and then the non-married brother, he does Mimer to her. V'achach Mase Achiv Hasheni. Then the second brother dies. So here we have the two sisters falling to this one brother, but he had already done Mimer to one of them. So Beishamer Beishama says Ishtei Imai, his wife is with him, meaning the one he did Mimer to remains his wife. And the other one, the sister that just fell now, she goes free because she's a chais isha. Whereas Basil, and Basil says, he sends his wife free with get and chalitza, and the wife of his brother with chalitza, and had chalitza p'tur. This is a ride for Shmuel who says the chalitza is a p'tur, and that's why he's able to do chalitza to the second sister. Baram command amr chalitza kenyan. According to the mandama, Rav, the chalitza is a kenyan. Same question. Could a person have kavanu, meaning is he able to be kind of two sisters at once? When he did mimer to the first sister, so it's considered like he's married to her. Now the second sister is coming to him, and Beis Hillel is telling us he has to do chalitza. Well, that means like he's marrying her, and so he's marrying two sisters. That's an issue. Once again, we answer Pasul Lal Achar Misa. We would explain it's after the first sister died, so then he could do chalitza to the second one. So that's Vilachar Misa, but after Misa, Yibam, let him do Yibam to her. And the answer is Pasul Lal Krablazer. We could explain it to Krablazer. Krablazer, he says, Afal Pisha Batal Gairim, even though the Gairim, the cause of the Isser, is not here anymore, Ha Isser Mukaimer, the Isser is still here. That's why the second sister requires chalitza and no Yibam. Another question though, Masisa Pligal Rav, another mission in the next parak shows not like Rav, and we had mentioned this before in the Masechta as well. Shemeres Yom Shekidish Achav Zachayso. We have a Shemeres Yavam that his brother was Mekadish her sisters. So that's if Reuven was married to Rachel, then Reuven died without children. So now Rachel's a Shemeres Yavam to Shimon and Levi, and Levi went and was Mekadish her sister Leah. So Mishum reviewed him and Seira Amru, and then reviewed him and Seira. They said Amru Loi. We tell him, meaning we tell Levi, Hamtein Atchias Achicha Gadol Maisa. You should wait. You're not allowed to fully marry her. You're not allowed to be Bayol Leah until your brother Shimon does a Maisa. He either has to do Chalitza or Yibam, because Levi marrying Leah is an issue of a Chayz Zekukasai. Since he's Zakuk to Rachel, he's really not allowed to marry Leah. Now let's say Chotzal Achen, the brothers or brother did Chalitza to Rachel, Ikonsu, or they married her, so Yechnas Zishtai, Levi's allowed to marry his wife, which is Leah. Meis Ayfama, if the Yavama Rachel died, Yechnas, Levi's allowed to marry Leah. Meis Hayavam, let's say Shimon died, so now Rachel falls to the remaining brother Levi. What happens? And here's the key over here where the question is going to be from. Meis Ishtai beget, Ves Eishasach Chalitza, he has to be Meis his wife, Leah, divorce her. That's because she's a Chaisiku Kase, so he can't marry her, and he sets the wife of his brother, Rachel, free with Chalitza. So Adam Yisrael command Amr Chalitza Patur. This is a good ride for the one who says Chalitza is a Patur. Abraham command Amr Chalitza Kenyan. According to Manda Amr Chalitza Kenyan, same question. Yesh Adam Yisrael looking at Shtei Achayos Ka'achas. Is a person able to marry two women at once? If he's already partially married to Leah because he gave her Kedushin, and Chalitza is considered like marrying, so how is he able to do Chalitza to Rachel? It's like he's marrying two sisters at once. And once again, we answer Pasul Krablazer. So Krablazer, Krablazer Amr says, Alpha Pisha Batal Gairim, Bo Isser Mukaimai. Even the Gairim, the cause for the Isser is Batal, the Isser is still here. So this is also not a question on Rav. But now we're going to have a question that we're going to ask in Rav without an answer. Rav. We have another mission that's not like Rav. What's the case? Kohen Gadol, Shemes Achiv, or Kohen Gadol, whose brother dies without children, Chalitz v'loy miyabim. The Kohen Gadol does Chalitza, not Yibam. That's because we know Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana, and this woman's an Almana, so he has to do Chalitza, not Yibam. Now, don't say the Manda Amr Chalitza Ptur. This is right for the Manda Amr the Chalitza Ptur. Brom Kamanda Amr Chalitza Kenyan. According to Manda Amr, the Chalitza is a Kenyan. Amr Loy, Avaral de Vertaira. We tell the Kohen Gadol to be Ivran and Dairaisa. The Taira says he's not allowed to marry an Almana, but we're saying that he should do Chalitza. According to you, Chalitza is like he's marrying her and then divorcing her, but he's not allowed to marry her. So according to Rav, how does this make sense? And that's a good question with no answer. Yudai Naman Alpha on top. One more question on Rav, which also doesn't have would answer, Hazar Rav Chama, Chavar Rabbanon, Rav Chama, the colleague, the Chavar of the Rabbanon, he asked the following, V'hamasinsa pligal Rav, a mission on this very same Amud at the bottom, B'hayalach Gimel, that's a question of Rav as well. What does the mission tell us? Shleish Achim, we have three brothers, Shnei Mehen, Nesuin, Shnei Achayos, two of them are married to two sisters, or could be, it doesn't have to be they're married to sisters, Ishu Bita, these two brothers are married to a woman and her daughter, Ishu Bas Bita, Isha Bas Bina, or it could be a woman and her granddaughter, and they both die and they fall to the remaining brother. Now, Shani he Isser Ishu Bita, Bain Machayim, Bain Lachamisa. Is there a difference in the Isser of Isha and Bita, a woman and her daughter, whether they're alive or dead? No. If a man marries a woman and then she dies, he's not allowed to marry her daughter. That Isser exists even after she dies. So we can't answer like we answered previously, oh, this is referring to after one woman dies. So now there's technically no issue to do Chalitza to the other sister. Here there would be, because again, that Isser ever remains even after one of the women dies. Gemara says, you're right, Elon Trena Chuyaso, Pliya Rav, Veles Lohin Kiyom. These last two cases that we brought are a question, they're a contradiction of Rav, and they don't have an answer. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis with more scenarios. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.